with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl and karam, with Allah's grace and His mercy, and with His special reward, the period of Dhul Hijjah, these azim, these great nights, in which every night the reward, the thawab, is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. And Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability to remember Him, to do His dhikr. And we, with Allah Ta'ala's fadl and His karam, His mercy, His tawfiq, His permission, we sit and remember Him. We remember Allah. Today is not just a great night of Dhul Hijjah. Rather, on top of that, there are two points to this great night, two nur, two lights. One is the night of Dhul Hijjah, which is tonight, and secondly is the night of Jummah, the night of Friday. So it's a beautiful selection and beautiful distribution of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to us. And this is such a night that the whole year, such a night of Jummah will not come again. Next year, if Allah Ta'ala gives us life, then maybe we will attain this night. But in this year, this is the only night of Dhul Hijjah, in this first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, that falls also on the Jummah night. So we should say million times over shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has given us health, He's given us belief, iman, and our heart has been turned towards Allah Ta'ala. We have health, iman, and the passion in the heart. Because if the heart did not want or have the desire or have the focus or did not feel like it, then what would we do? Where would we be? This is the beautiful and great ni'mah of Allah. Now the night is quite long. People who work, you, mashallah, we all work. Maybe you get tired, and some people would have kept a fast during the day. So the habit of the nafs, of the desires, is rest. But Allah Ta'ala's call is for zikr. So Allah Ta'ala has dragged us towards His zikr. Whatever we are, however we are, broken down, tired, exhausted, we are sitting upon the bank of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah. May Allah Ta'ala accept our ibadah, and may Allah Ta'ala forgive us all, and may Allah Ta'ala forgive all the people in this locality. May Allah Ta'ala forgive everyone in this masjid, and those people who are listening, may Allah Ta'ala forgive them all. May Allah Ta'ala forgive their families. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on the Ummah of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on the Ummah of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on the nation of Islam. Ameen. Whatever we have discussed in these nights before this, preceding this, with Allah Ta'ala's fadl, with Allah's permission, in the light of the ahadith, some in the light of the Quranic verses, some in the light of the statements of the pious predecessors, that look, these nights of Dhul Hijjah, what should we do? And somehow, somewhere along the line, we've learned things, we've read things, we've discussed things, we've shared things. Things that we've heard, things that, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, we've even practiced upon. And today, another point arises, similar point, regards to Dhul Hijjah. And this is the, because tomorrow is the 7th of Dhul Hijjah, isn't it? After that will be the 8th, and that, masha'Allah, the Hajjis will start. That will be day 1 of Hajj. They will go towards Mina. So these are valuable nights, precious nights. May Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to understand our lives. Why are we here? Where are we going to go? What will be our hashr? What will be our destination? This short temporary life, it's like a bubble. Just like a man, if you stand on the banks of a river or the sea, the ocean, you see a bubble, it floats up, and then the water comes, the tide comes in, and pop, the bubble pops, and the water continues to flow, but the bubble pops. So our life is like this. Our life today, we prayed a janazah, that's it. Somebody's coming, somebody's going. Somebody's coming, somebody's going. Life goes on. What are we here for? Where are we going? What is our objective? Where are we going to go? What's going to happen when we get there? Think about it for a few moments. We need to prepare. We need to understand. What do we need to do to prepare? What do we need to do? So these moments, these days, these nights, there's a reason that Allah Ta'ala has given these to us, isn't it? Or they're just here for passing time. There's a massive objective for these nights and days. And it's a big place where we're going to get to, where we're going to reach to. After some time, short period of time in our lives, we will come to life again, and a massive event will take place. So my brothers, in these nights, we need to understand our life, what our life is about, what it's for. In these nights, we have already discussed some words, some topics, alhamdulillah. And today, inshallah, I would like to present in your service another point. Listen carefully to this point. Because this is the ruh, the spirit, the base, the foundation. This, what I will tell you today, is such an amal, that all the amal we spoke before today, this amal, this action is the ruh, the basis, everything I spoke about, sadaqat, ibadat, worship, staying up in the night, keeping the fast, everything. But today, what I'm going to mention is the top. It's on top of everything. It overwhelms everything that we've discussed before today. It's the ruh. And this is such an amal, such an action, that without this, the life to come in the hereafter cannot be good. It's impossible. Impossible. Any ibadat, anything that we do, it will not assist us if we don't have this amal with us. This is how valuable, precious, important, essential is this action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for us to understand this deed, Allah ta'ala in His Qur'an Hakim, not in one place, in many places, various places, Allah ta'ala has mentioned this amal, this deed. Because life started with this. Yes, so Allah ta'ala mentioned this in the beginning. We are all aware of this, we hear this, we read this, alhamdulillah, we've revised this. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's event. Who doesn't know about this event that was from the beginning of time? Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, his famous event and incident in the Quran, in the hadith, in the Quran, in various places, has mentioned this. The subject, and if we look in all the places and bring it together, the event that comes out is this. The Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala told him to refrain from لا تقرب from the shajar, to not go to that tree. Allah Ta'ala said la, the word was la, hukum, order, instruction, somehow, whatever. But somehow, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he erred and he went to that tree. Everybody knows this. Then what happened is that due to that action, Allah Ta'ala's response came, and whatever happened, we see, we've read that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was then lowered to the earth. He was taken out of paradise and he came to the earth. And the muhaddithin, the scholars, they have studied this subject, this event, that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came to the earth and 6 days he cried. 6 days. And his crying was not some normal crying. He cried so much that his tears were so much. If you gather all the tears in the world today, they are fewer than the tears that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam cried with. And so many tears, and everything in the earth, the skies and the earth was there witnessing this crying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the seventh day, that Adam, that you have put yourself into such a struggle. Why? Allah ta'ala stated this. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said, oh my Rabb, my Ilahi, my Lord, my Creator, look at my difficulty, look at my distress, look at my condition. If I don't cry, what should I do? That what can I do more? There's no bigger calamity than this on me, that I had a respect and the status forever, and I had a permanent abode, and from Jannah being taken out of paradise. And Allah, you have put me, this unlucky, unfortunate person, you've given me maut, you've given me the place where there's wretchedness on this earth. If I shouldn't cry, Allah, what else shall I do? That where I was in paradise and where I am now in this dunya. And Adam alayhi salam, has Adam alayhi salam requested, then Allah Ta'ala gave wahi, that Adam, listen, that did I not create you in a unique way from all of the creation? Did I not from all of my creation give you virtues and status and make you unique? And did I not select you and appoint you? And did I not give you my special muhabbat and love? Did I not create you from my hands? Did I not breathe into you your ruh? Was your ruh not breathed into you? And did the malaika not praise to you? And you, to you did the shaitan, was he not made wretched? So tell me, that why did you go against my order? Why did you forget my order? Why did you not see my rahmah and my ni'mah? You forgot at that time. Allah Ta'ala says, I swear by my respect and my jalal. These are the words to listen to. Listen carefully. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is saying, qasam, I swear by my respect and my jalal that like you humans, the whole world if it fills up, and day and night they fall into prostration, salat, tasbihat, ibadat, if for one second, if they don't make negligence or laziness, and if they disobey me, then Allah Ta'ala said that those people, in the same way, due to their disobedience, in the darkness, I will throw them. So this was the event. You understand what I'm saying? So whose event is this? Our event. This is the mistake we make. This was our event, our incident. That one event of ours matches with Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Do you understand? We are happy, oh, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was taken out of paradise, he came to the earth. But this is about us. This is about, listen to the words, what did Allah Ta'ala say to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam? What did Allah Ta'ala say? That listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, gave us iman. What did He not give us? What ni'mah has He not given us? The biggest point, Allah Ta'ala has given us Quran, Anbiya, Prophets, everything Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Everything. Has Allah given to us or not? Tell me. And then we see that who is being told here? That such a great personality, a great Nabi, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And what is his status? That after us, he is the father of everyone. He is the father of all the prophets and me and you and everyone. He is the father of the final prophet. He is the father of Abu Bakr Siddiq, of Hazrat Umar, everyone. And every awliyaullah, he is the father, everyone who will come to this earth. Is he not the father of everybody? Is he not the first prophet and the father of everybody? And what did Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala say to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam? This is something to pay attention to. We have to understand. What did Allah Ta'ala say to him? What was the condition that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam presented to Allah? Allah, I am such a big Nabi and all of the makhluk will come after me. I was the one who lived in paradise and you gave me everything. Allah Ta'ala told him that you were on this maqam, you had this status and you made a mistake. Allah made a little mistake and I just, for example, we say, oh, I just said this by mistake. I didn't think like that. I didn't intend to do that according to the maqam of ours we speak, don't we? Is in this case, this is what we do, isn't it? Though it's okay, it's only a small thing. It's alright if I've erred. It's only a little hukum of Allah. And it's okay. It should be okay. So, wasn't this the order to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, that don't go to the tree? And Allah made a mistake, forgive me. But here, where Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned from this waqiyah, from this event, that at any time, in any place, whether it's spiritual or ilmiyat or knowledge or external or internal, Allah says that nothing can compare to my disobedience. If somebody disobeys me, then Allah Ta'ala says, if this is what could happen to the great Nabi, then what is my situation and your situation? Can we think that ilm, knowledge, will suppress the sins? That we can have knowledge and ilm and I can think I'm have high status, I'm a pious person, and it doesn't make a difference if I leave this salah or if I disobey a little bit or no, la. Where Allah Ta'ala says, la, doesn't matter. Allah Ta'ala says, don't go to the shajar, to the tree, or a small thing or a big thing. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, la, that you are not to do this, then servanthood does not allow that individual to then go against that and to implement that action that Allah Ta'ala said, don't do it. Open our ears, let's open our ears and listen to this, that nothing will help us. The biggest issue we have is Allah Ta'ala's disobedience, which Allah Ta'ala does not like. What happens after that? Look at Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Jannah was taken from him. Paradise was taken from him. He was living in what was his abode? He had Jannah, freedom, total luxury, maqamat, great status, great rank. But due to one disobedience, what happened? So when an individual human being disobeys Allah, breaks the law of Allah, breaks the order of Allah, doesn't matter how much worship he does, he can carry on. But to break Allah's law, to break Allah's order, that person becomes disobedient. And there's not one place, there are many places where Allah Ta'ala mentions, and this is the theme, the real theme, that there's a severe punishment for disobedience to Allah. And that person will be successful who lives in this world, and at any time, at no time does he disobey Allah. If Allah Ta'ala orders something, he implements it. If Allah Ta'ala says leave something, he leaves it. If Allah says go towards something, he goes to it. If Allah Ta'ala says refrain from this, and we refrain. If we have a lifestyle like this, then alhamdulillah, we are the true servants of Allah. And we will pass our life in a beautiful way and depart. We know that life is temporary. And obviously, it's obvious, we have come to this dunya, we do live in this world, and we've been given a basis of how to live. So obviously, to leave the sins, there will be difficulties, there will be tests. Allah Ta'ala says that obviously that there will be hunger and stresses and dhulm, oppression and other issues and stresses and obstacles and hurdles. But the person who stands firm says, doesn't matter what comes my way, I'm going to obey Allah's orders. And that's it. And no way you can force me whatever way you want, but I'm not going to obey those things that go against Allah's desire and wish. Whether it's my nafs, whether it's my desires, or someone else, I'm going to bow and submit to Allah alone. That's it. Now we are insan. We are human beings, aren't we? And we can make mistakes. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, if this mistake occurred, then it's been told to us that he was a great Nabi and the mistake occurred. He was in Jannah and the mistake took place, and he was in Jannah where there's no concept of sin. So me and you, that Allah Ta'ala sent us to this world, and this is all, the whole world is full of bad things and wrong actions, so it's impossible that we won't commit a sin. It's obvious that the sins will be committed or acted out. So that's there. So what should we do in order to get away from this situation? So if this is the case with Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, then what should we do? We should do that action that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did. From that time, 300 years, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, after that, Allahu Akbar, he went to a certain place and he cried, and he cried in such a way that from his tears the rivers flowed from the mountains, and from those rivers the jungles, they sprouted out, and shajar and green. He had so much pain for Allah Ta'ala's disobedience. He had so much regret that how did I do this action. Imagine this, 300 years he cried. He cried in a certain place, and we sin and we don't even regret or have remorse. Imagine that. We're not insan, we're not human beings, we're not the servants of Allah, we are the servants of our nafs. We have false lies and false prostrations. This is the reality. If we are servants of Allah and we commit sin, okay, if we sin, then just like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the regret he had, the remorse he had, that's what we should be doing. 300 years Hazrat Adam alayhi salam cried, then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, Adam, I have come to give you a method, a direction, and piece of advice. Listen, you should do this, that I have sympathy for you. I have sympathy for you. And he said, do this, O Adam, that in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah about to come, subhanAllah, Dhul Hijjah, the month, and this is what I'm speaking, I'm sitting now in Dhul Hijjah, isn't it? He said, Dhul Hijjah, the 10 days, the first 10 days about to come, so you should do one action, O Adam. That in these 10 days, grab hold of this time in these 10 days. And get to Baytullah, the house of Allah. And when these 10 days come, then present your tawbah, repentance to Allah. And I'm Jibreel, and I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days. SubhanAllah, think about this now. Let's think about this. In other words, look at the history of ours, where our history comes from, emanates from. So you do one thing, that present your request in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and then see what happens. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam jumped and went towards Baytullah, Makkah, and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah came. فَتَلَقَ آدَمْ مُؤْمِنْ رَبِّ كَلِمَاتِهِ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah says, وَإِنَّ تَوَّابِ الرَّحِيمِ. This is Quran, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala, we learn the amal. Allah Ta'ala taught us. Allah was merciful straight away. Allah Ta'ala taught, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِلَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is the kalam. Allah Ta'ala taught these. That as soon as the request went in Dhul Hijjah from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala straight away sent revelation. That, O Adam, your weakness, my mercy has come to answer your weakness. My rahm has come to your weakness. And I am hearing your request. I've forgiven your sin and I accept your tawbah. I accept your tawbah. So this is, my brothers, our history. Okay, fine. It's fine. Maybe all year long we commit so many sins. We've committed sins externally, outside. And one, we shouldn't be free, open in just committing the sins left and right, openly. No. When a person disobeys Allah and lives the life in disobedience, and he knows that I'm committing the sins, I'm doing wrong. I swear by Allah, he is not a human being. I swear by Allah. This event is telling us this. That Allah, close to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala says so much is ajeeb and weird that everything is then distanced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of sin. Allah Ta'ala says, don't do this action, and we do that action. Think, if we do that action, Allah says, oh, I'm going to pray Salah and I'm committing the sin, then look here on this side. That Allah Ta'ala has given an example of a great Nabi, Hazrat Adam. The question doesn't arise, my brothers, we have Iman, we have belief, men and women. We are, so let's not lose ourselves so much. Let's not live the life of total luxury and freedom that after some days we will realize what's going to happen to us. Such adab are waiting, such punishments are awaiting that will be meted out to everybody due to what? Due to our disobedience. So let's do one action that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did. We should do the same action. We should imitate him. We should do tawbah. We should repent to Allah. Do astaghfirullah. It's Dhul Hijjah. The 10 days, the first 10 days and nights. Whole life, we want to live nice life, it's in our hands. The situation is in our hands. Maybe after this day, as I said, after this day, this night will not come back. The night of Jummah and Dhul Hijjah. On one side are the ditches of Jahannam, hellfire, punishments. Even in this world is Jahannam, and in the Akhirah there is Jahannam. Clear, it will be seen. And on the other side of the net, we have that we can clean ourselves. We can do ghusl and bathe ourselves and cleanse ourselves, due to which Allah Ta'ala will become pleased. And the days of Dhul Hijjah, and Allah Ta'ala has told us that these are those days when we accepted the repentance of your father, you also request forgiveness and your forgiveness will be granted as well. Allah Ta'ala says that bring your sins, stack them up to the heavens, to the skies. Even if you collect the sins and stack them up to the height of the skies, I don't care. Allah Ta'ala says, I will forgive you for all of those sins. Tell me. And there will be sins. We will have sins. And if they had sins in Jannah, then we have sins in the world. The Allah Ta'ala said, Allah said, Adam, your weakness, my rahmah has come on it. So will Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy not come upon our weaknesses, our sins, our mistakes? But let's do the action of rahmah. What was the action that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did? And that's what we need to do. Number one, the Allah Ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, what is your issue? So he didn't make an excuse. Allah, I couldn't do anything. I was mistaken. I was in a bad environment. And somebody cajoled me, or somebody encouraged me, or my wife, or my husband didn't tell me not to stop, or my wife didn't tell me, or my son, he used to tell me to do bad. I had to do it. I was forced to do it. And the train of life is continued to flow. Allah Ta'ala says, there's no excuse in front of me. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, point number one, he was the great Nabi, the Prophet of Allah. He could have said, Allah, I didn't know this tree. It wasn't that tree. He could have said something, isn't it? He could have tried to present some excuse. Such a great Nabi, such a great human being, Allah Ta'ala has given the example. And me and you today, we are worth nothing. We don't pray salam, we make excuses. Oh, I can't pray, it's too difficult. Oh, I was forced not to pray. I had difficulty. If I prayed, then how would I have done this or X, Y, and Z? If I didn't consume tax, then this would have happened. If I didn't do this, then this would happen. Totally the car you are driving and steering it. Carry on living your life like this. But Allah Ta'ala's law is Allah Ta'ala's law. And there's no excuse. Allah Ta'ala said that when you want to do tawbah, if you want to repent in Dhul Hijjah today, tonight, then there's a chance. There's a chance. These majalis, these gatherings of dhikr, these are not games. These are not drama. This is not some play or jackanory. Allah Ta'ala's Quran is not a book of stories. It's not Heer Ranja or jackanory or folk tales. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's event, this incident, pay attention. What was this event? That this event, it should shake the man to the core. It should shake us to the core. That if we see this event of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when we read about this and hear about this, what should be our hal? From top to bottom, we should be trembling. And one mistake Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made, and look at the consequences of today. From top to bottom, we are full of the sins and disobediences. We do all the actions against Allah Ta'ala's orders, and our nafs is happy. We make excuses. This excuse, my excuse, Zayd's excuse, Bakr's excuse. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he could have presented excuse. He could have presented his excuses and reasons or mitigating circumstances. That Allah says, is this haram or not? Did I tell you not to do this or not? And you are acting this, why? You doing it or not? Tell me. Allah asks the question. That no, do we have any respect on Allah's ahkams or the sunnah of Rasul? No, Allah nor his Rasul. Both places, excuses. Both situations, excuses. In front of Allah, excuses. In front of Rasulullah's sunnah, excuses. Ha! But if we do tawbah, Allah says, then I know your weakness. Allah Ta'ala says, I know your weakness. I realize what is your weakness, and I will have raham, mercy on your weakness. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Adil alayhi salam, first point we learn. Point number one, learning number one, he had regret and remorse. He didn't present excuses. He had acceptance of his sins. He accepted his mistake. He accepted and he had remorse that Allah Ta'ala, you are right. It was haram, it was unlawful, and I carried this out. And we should say in the world, Allah, I did haram. I could have saved myself. Shaitan and my nafs, they deviated me, just like shaitan tried to deviate Hazrat Adam al-Islam. Here in this world, shaitan has deviated me. And there was a tree, and now there is the whole jungle of trees. And Allah, accept the first point number one, when we fulfill and imitate Hazrat Adam al-Islam, is we should accept our sins. No excuse. No idols. Allah, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Allah, it's me who did the sins. I accept everything. I could have saved myself. You gave me the strength. I could have saved myself and I did these sins. And the second action of Hazrat Adil alayhi salam that we should imitate, that after regret, after accepting his sin, he had a high level, extreme regret on that one mistake. And we, do we ever have regret on any of our wrong actions? We will commit the biggest sin and no regret. Not even a second thought. For example, if a dot comes onto our clothes, we don't even feel like that when we sin. My hal, what will be our hal? So look, the Hazrat Adil alayhi salam, first he accepted his mistake, he didn't present any excuses. And then he said, Allah is displeased with me, what will happen to me? What will come of me? He couldn't remember his salah, his sujood, his prostration of Jannah Paradise. He had only one thing in front of him, that everything is gone from my eyes, my Rabb is displeased with me, everything is a waste for me. I will not attain any rules, all maqamat, all the piety finishes in that second. All the ilm, the knowledge, it's wiped away when somebody disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we annihilate one sunnah of Rasulullah, we disobey Allah, we reject Allah's orders with excuses. Allahu Akbar. Tell me, is this not so? So what? Where shall we bring the regret from? Where shall we bring the remorse from? But we don't recognize our Lord. We don't recognize our Lord, our Creator. The reality is this, that when a person, if he doesn't recognize, then how will he repent? For example, how will he have regret? If there's fire and you put a child here and you sit here, both of you sit here and make the fire. Will the child, he'll see the light and he'll try to grab the fire because there'll be attraction, isn't it? You say, oh, this is nice, there's light here, it's glowing. Let me go to it. But the fire, because he has no recognition of the fire, the child, and the child doesn't know that the fire will burn because he doesn't have the awareness and the understanding. And we won't go to the fire. We know that if I put my hand, we put our hands into the fire, it will burn. So that's it. Simple. And those people who recognize their Lord, who are aware of their Lord, the question doesn't arise that they will sin. Just like we won't touch the fire. The person who recognizes Allah and knows, oh, it's easy to talk, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my Mawla, my Creator, this dua, that dua, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, you can do dua. You can do dua. And after dua, we hear many things and people, that Allah Ta'ala, this has happened, and then we'll dim the lights and then we'll say, Allah, give us this and give us that. But one dua is enough. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And if the beard is wet and the eyes and the eyelashes are wet, then Allah Ta'ala will call out, oh, my servant, I have forgiven you. So there's no need for any side drama or actions. That Allah Ta'ala says, we don't have that certainty and awareness. We should recognize Allah. The person who's recognized Allah, the question doesn't arise that he will disobey Allah. He knows Allah is the Mawla. He knows that Allah, if Allah is displeased, then I will be finished and I will have no status in the world. I will be worthless, nothing. But we have not recognized Allah. We don't even know who our Rabb is properly in the depths of our heart. So this is the issue. We have no certainty, yaqeen, just like I gave the example of the child. So this is point number two. We should develop regret and remorse for our sins. Number one, accept the sins. Number two, regret and remorse for the sins. And then where there's regret and remorse, the person will allow tears to flow. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, so many tears flew that rivers came out from the tears. And we, at least we should cry so much that the eyelashes should be wet from the tears. And then there will be forgiveness. Like I said to you before, that there was a person who was given the order of Jahannam from above. And when he went there, is go into Jahannam. Then you are useless, you did so many sins, your bone idol, go. And he went towards Jahannam. Then he came back. He said, Allah, one thing I'd like to request. Allah said, yes, what is it you want to do? And he said, Allah, the situation is such that your faisala, your decision is haq, truth, and that's acceptable to me, 100%. But I'd like to request one thing, Allah, that once I was doing dhikr or I was doing some action, and due to your khawf, your fear, your love, the tear didn't come out, it didn't drop out. the tear didn't drop out entirely, but at least this happened, that my eyelashes a little bit became moist. The tear did not come out. And you know, the hairs of my eyelashes became wet. And you promised that Allah, and you said this yourself, that that portion, if the tear comes out, whichever portion of the body the tear touches, it will be saved from hellfire. So Allah, this is the situation, that this eyelash, that at least, okay, fine, send me, but the hairs of my eyelashes, don't let them go into hellfire, because why are they going to Jahannam? At least forgive my eyelashes. Allah's rahmah came into being. Allah said, you, your eyelashes, you, you're all forgiven, go. So there must be a method of bringing about and developing regret and remorse. We should say, Allah, I've made this mistake. We should bow, be humble, try to cry. Yeah, we make mistakes. We're human beings. Everybody can implement mistakes. But after that, we should accept our mistake, identify a mistake, have the remorse and the regret for the mistake. And then we should stick to our word and say, Allah, we will not repeat this mistake again. We do tawbah. Allah, please accept my tawbah. So this is the night of Dhul Hijjah that's in front of you and me. Either we should decorate it and make it and bring it to its right. Every ibadah is below this point. I said today, in the biggest ibadah, the biggest point is tawbah, repentance. We should sit with an honest heart. It's the night of Jummah. Double reward, double benefit with the fadl wala, and become like you are forced here. That is just like it's been announced that me and you, for example, we are tomorrow morning to be hanged. The noose is ready and the guard will come and he will take my life. So if he's asked them, what's your final wish? And what will be your final wish? To eat laddu or chapati or khichdi, or to eat biryani. Everything, if it's put in front of you, will you ever desire me and you to eat at that time? There's only 3 hours left. After that, I'll be hanged by the noose. I will ever desire, you'll ever desire, that we're going to go to Allah. Let's pray to Ruka Nafal Salam and say, Allah, tawbah. That's it. So today, if we do that tawbah, the same tawbah, intensity, that this is the night, the last night maybe of my life. Let's leave all the dramas and the games. And if we know that due to this action, A, B, C, D, E, X, Y, Z, Allah is displeased, and this is haram, this is haram, this is haram, do bismillah and jump into the deen. That's it, end of story. End of story. That's what we need to do. So today we have to promise that Allah, we will change our lives, improve our lives, and after that, spring upon spring and summer. This world will be Jannah, and the hereafter will be paradise. So this is the message of Dhul Hijjah, that do tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala give me and those who are listening and whoever are present here physically the ability to do true tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala improve the life of our hereafter. Ameen.